Calgary Flames fans, it's time for Flames Unfiltered. Entertaining and controversial hockey talk with your host, Brad Berube. Monday's 4-1 series tying win may just be the most important Calgary Flames franchise win in decades. Good evening and welcome to Flames Unfiltered. I am the host of the show, Brad Berube, joining you for a Stanley Cup playoff edition of Flames Unfiltered. As, we're smack dab in the middle of round one of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Flame Stars, it's been, how would you describe it, a roller coaster of emotions? Yeah, that would probably be one of the ways to describe it, as I know it's been a little trying, hasn't it? A few moments of deep despair and a few moments of loving it, but it's been a tricky go. 2-1 down, 2-1 was a little bit of a panic for a lot of us. It was for me. I'm still suffering from a little 2020 Dallas Stars PTSD as I saw us totally flop in that series, and I don't want to relive that anymore. And just seeing the green and black out there had me thinking not so positive thoughts. 2004, you know what? This is what got me through the 2-1 panic. Is that in 2004, the Flames are down to the Canucks 2-1, ended up winning game 4 and went on to win in 6. We forget about that. It's not going to lie. I was having a little bit of a struggle on Monday trying to keep positive. Even though I knew this team could do it, it was a little tough. And didn't help that I had some friends and family members rubbing it in a little bit, trying to get me a little bit wound up, you know. They got me thinking superstitious. I had to wear a certain shirt last night. And, they just had me doing crazy stuff, and it works. Now I got to do all that crazy stuff again on Wednesday night, so I don't know. Game 2 struggles. It's a struggle for the Flames, and they haven't won a Game 2 since 2004. Wow. That year, guess what happened? We ended up losing in the Stanley Cup Finals. But Calgary has lost 11 straight Game 2s, including the qualifying round, dating back to 2003-04, the Western Conference Final. Wow. That was against the Sharks, wasn't it? That was a big win. Forgot about that series. We were down in that one too. What's with all these people in Calgary making these music videos and stuff for the team? Doesn't that stuff happen like when you're going into the finals, not the first round? I don't know. Maybe a little too old fashioned for that, I guess. I don't know. Hopefully the Flames come out in game 5 with some consistent intensity level and some really we're going to grab this opportunity and go with it. I was really happy with game 4. I hope they don't take a step back, and I don't think they will. I don't. On today's show, it's going to be a good show. It's a playoff edition show of Flames Unfiltered. We're going to kick it off with a recap and discussion of games 1 through 4. I go into bigger detail on Flames Unfiltered shorts after every game, so you can check those out after every game. So I'm not going to dive in too deep. I just want to hit the main topics and some of my thoughts on the main topics. And then Kyle Lewis is joining the show again. He's been on numerous times, and he's more than probably a regular now, which is great. I love talking hockey with Kyle. He's on the road this week, but he took some time out of his busy schedule to join us. And he's going to talk about this roller coaster experience that it has been in the first round and where he sees this round playing out. And then we'll move into some Flames news, some Western Conference playoff updates, and we'll preview games 5 and game 6 and game 7 if we need that. It's going to be a great show. It's been a good series so far. It's definitely been in the trenches. Enjoy this episode of Flames Unfiltered. All right. This is a game recap part of the show where we talk about the games from last week. We're just going to roll through the schedule and what the scores were. We'll talk a little bit in the next segment about each of the games a little bit more in depth. The series got underway in Calgary as the Stars came to town for game one of the first round Tuesday night, May 3rd. That was a week ago tonight. Does it seem like it's been a week? Sometimes it has, hasn't it? Calgary jumped out that night, wins the game 1-0 in a dogfight all the way till the end. Game two took place Thursday night, May 5th, also at the Saddle Dome. And Dallas was really on this night, and they took charge this night and played a much more physical game and beat the Flames 2-0. So now we're 1-1 heading to Dallas. We get Friday as an off day and Saturday night. Big Saturday night, late night battle in Dallas. And this is one where the Flames probably weren't at their best. I can't say the Flames were bad. They just had some, just some breakdowns in this game. And they're on the wrong side of a 4-2 win for the Dallas Stars. And they take a 2-1 series lead, sending the whole city of Calgary into a panic. A panic that was not echoed in the locker room or with Coach Daryl Sutter. And that was all part of the playoff process, he said, and said that the team was fully confident that there was a lot of hockey left in this series. Game four, last night, Monday night, May 9th. Calgary all over Dallas early, could not solve. Finally breaks through. Gaudreau scores on a penalty shot, and game four winner clutched. Calgary evens the series 2-2 with a 4-1 win. That sets up Wednesday night, Game 5, back at the Saddle Dome. Let's dive into each one of these games and talk a little bit about it before Kyle joins the show. Game 1 took place Tuesday night in Calgary. Calgary pretty much controlled this night. We're just going to hit on the basics. Final score, 1-0. Calgary outshoots Dallas 26-16. Elias Lindholm with the only goal, a power play goal from his office. Yeah, right in the slot there. Buries it home with that 65 flex shaft, just whips it into the back of the net. Some of the big news from this night, this was the night that we see Matthew Tkachuk drill John Klingberg at the end of the first period, which leads to him fighting a little bit and then leads to a late altercation with Klingberg and Rasmus Anderson, which was considered a secondary fight and under rule 46.7. Yeah, they were both ejected. I don't think either player knew that rule. Klingberg admitted that he didn't even know that rule. And those two guys are out. Those are both top end defensemen, both power plays. Are led by those two guys, and both teams down in game one to 5 defensemen. I don't think that made the coaches too happy, did it? Through 40 minutes in Calgary, they had only played 5-on-5, 22 minutes and 26 seconds. Lots of 4-on-4s, lots of penalties. And this is not a trend that has went away anytime soon, unfortunately. Big win, Markstrom with the shutout, and all systems go for the Calgary Flames. Two nights later, back at the Saddle Dome, Ottinger, Markstrom again. Ottinger returns the favor with a shutout of the Calgary Flames. Goals, the game winner from Pavelski. He was absolute money in this game. Was all over, did everything right. Another Tkachuk-Klingberg fight at the beginning of the game. And I didn't understand this one, but I guess it is what it is. And I was okay with this one because guess what? It was game two. He was settling the score for Klingberg, saying that Anderson talks a little tougher than he actually is. So I was okay with that. More to that story later. Offensive woes creep in as the Flames get minimal chances. Fire 29 shots on net, which is a little below their average, but still, I always look at if they get 10 a period, 30 marks, a good mark. Flames, not quite there. But they do hold the Dallas Stars to 23, but the Pavelski goal was the difference maker. They added an empty netter, and the Dallas Stars go up 2-1 in the series. Saturday night in Dallas, for game, the Stars even the series 1-1. Now they go up on Saturday night in Dallas in the arena. I'll give it to them. That was rocking. It was definitely rocking and rolling in there. 1-1 after one, of course, right away. Tkachuk gets into another fight with Klingberg as he jumps him, and I thought it could have been an instigator on Tkachuk. Not a smart play. He goes to the penalty box, and you can't have a 40-goal scorer fighting a minute and a half into every game of your playoffs. It just doesn't work that way. The score was settled the night before with Klingberg. I'm not sure why he had to settle the score again, but it makes me feel like Tkachuk, like Klingberg was in Tkachuk's head. See, Matthew Tkachuk's better when Matthew Tkachuk is aggravating the other team and taking them off their game. But what was happening is that the Calgary Flames were trying to go out and be the instigator, and in turn, Tkachuk was getting taken off his game because he was not a factor offensively in Game 3 at all. Markstrom makes a huge 10-bell save, but the scramble continues, and that ends up being another goal for the Dallas Stars. Coleman was not good. He took a bad penalty that resulted in a goal. All in all, not a great night as the Flames fall 4-2. Calgary did outshoot the Stars 41-32, and I did think in the third period, Calgary did start to see the way a little bit, if that makes sense, and started to get more opportunities and more shots. Late in the game, Johnny Gaudreau had a breakaway and didn't score. I didn't think Johnny Gaudreau was real good in Game 3 at all, nor was any of the first line for that matter. Daryl Sutter commented on the game saying it was a hard-fought, close game. We had a breakaway with, what, 2 or 3 minutes left? Those guys have to put that away. That's their job. Calls out Gaudreau. I was okay with that. Jamie Benn fined $5,000 in this game for high-sticking Mangiapane after the whistle. As Mangiapane was getting crushed into the back of the net, Jamie Benn thought it was cool to stick him in the face with a stick a couple times. Dirty, gutless play, but kind of what we've seen from Jamie Benn this playoff series. So the Flames down 2-1. It's a huge battle in Dallas on Monday night. And the Flames jumped right out on this one and were huge. Roster shuffle. Richie comes out. Stone comes in as a seventh defenseman. First time since the beginning of the season, first night where they've played at an 11-7, where there's 11 forwards, 7 defensemen. And the game started out really kind of bad if you're a Flames fan, as Johnny Gaudreau gets drilled by Nemestikov, and he has to leave the game. He does come back, and thank goodness he did. In the second period, Calgary does get on the board with an Anderson goal on a 5-on-3 on a shot from the point that finds its way bar down and into the net, and Ottinger's solved. And that was a huge moment. And they followed that with what I call the monster shift, where they held Dallas in the zone for 3+ minutes and just held course. And it was really, really convincing and really wore down the Dallas Stars. Tkachuk gets the penalty shot goal in the third period. Lindholm backs it up with a goal late to make it 3-1. Backlund fires an empty netter. We're 4-1. Calgary controlled shots. Calgary controlled play. Calgary won the board battles. Calgary outworked the Dallas Stars, and Calgary gets the win. That is the recipe that they had all regular season and found great success, and something that they have to continue now as this series goes, because this Dallas Stars team is not rolling over. Michael Stone enters the game, 8 shots on net. I've always said Michael Stone's a calming factor for this team, and he's got a wicked, wicked shot. Matthew Tkachuk looked like a whole new player, focused on what he needs to do, and that's creating offense, what he's best at, and that's creating offense. The top line was great. And now the scene shifts, and we head back home, and we've gained home ice again, and now it's a best of three. What Calgary Flames team shows up on Wednesday night? I think it's critical this team gets out to A hot start, comes out swinging, and really, really goes at the Dallas Stars with a bunch of shots. And man, if we could just get one by Ottinger early, the Saddle Dome would go crazy. Game five, going to be a good one, Wednesday night at the Saddle Dome. All right, time for a little bit of Flames news. As Stockton recall. Flames recalled Adam Werner from Stockton. And a lot of people are like, well, what's going on? This happened right before game one. You always need three goalies for the playoffs. This was the call-up so that Dustin Wolf could play in the playoffs and get important playing time in critical situations. Gary Bettman visited the Saddle Dome for game one. And during his short media availability, he reiterated that Calgary will not host any major events, i.e. the draft, anything like that, unless they get a new arena. Bettman says he's meeting with the CSEC brass on Wednesday to get an update on the talks going on in the city. So hopefully we get some progress here. I don't know. I get frustrated a little bit when Bettman talks this way about Calgary. We need a new arena, and we're going to get a new arena. I am confident of that. This team deserves to be in Calgary and will be in Calgary. And I think Bettman's handling it for the most part pretty good, but for him to just think it's completely okay that Arizona's playing in a tiny little arena, but yet kind of take a couple shots at Calgary, frustrated me a little bit. I did hear that he got stuck in the elevator on the way out. Another sign we need a new arena. Oh, boy. Yeah. King Clancy Award at nominations as Calgary's nominated Michael Backlund for this award. This award goes to the player who best exemplifies leadership qualities on and off the ice and has made noteworthy humanitarian contributions in the community. Michael Backlund, the nominee for the Calgary Flames and a much-deserved nominee. Other big news today is the Vezina finalists were announced, and yeah, our Jacob Markstrom heads the list of Vezina finalists along with UC Saros and Igor Shesterkin. Those awards will be given out later in the year. Where are we at? Let's go on to talk about the Western Conference and talk a little bit about the playoff races in the series outside of the Flame Stars series. In the Central Division, the 2-3 matchup features the Wild and the Blues. That is currently tied 2-2, and I know they're playing Game 5 as we speak, and that one's just actually dropping the puck, I believe. The Blues win Game 1 4-0. Wild come back, win the next game 6-2. Wild win the next one 5-1. They take a 2-1 series, and then the Blues come back and fire 5-2 and win that one to tie the series 2-2. A series that's tight because it's 2-2, but none of the games have been close. They've all been kind of lopsided in one direction, which is kind of weird. But all in all, a really good series. A series I got to slow down and watch a little bit more of because I think it's going to be one worth watching. The other matchup over in the Central, the number one Colorado Avalanche defeated the wild card number two Nashville Predators in four straight, which, yep, what did our coach say? It's going to be a waste of 8 days. Nashville just wasted 8 days. See, Daryl Sutter knows what's going on. Avalanche win game one 7-2 as David Riddick was not good, unfortunately. Avalanche win game two 2-1 in overtime. Avalanche win game three 7-3 and another convincing 5-3 win to sweep the Nashville Predators. In the other matchup, the Pacific Division, The Edmonton Oilers, the number two seed, taking on the LA Kings, the number three seed. The Kings come out with a win in game one, 4-3 in a really, really good hockey game. Edmonton pulverizes them two nights later, 6-0. And then again, 8-2 the next night. And everybody was saying, this series is done. It's done. It's over. Edmonton's moving on. And then LA decides to play some hockey. Jonathan Quick has a really, really good game. The Kings play a wonderful defensive game and win 4-0 in game four, tying the series at two. They play tonight as we record this also, and that should be a really good one. One interesting fact I did see with the Edmonton Oilers that they have to avoid COVID risks and regulations. The Edmonton Oilers bust down to the United States before flying to the game in LA because of COVID testing and a way to get around that. And I thought that was interesting and actually a really, really smart thing that the Oilers did. And yeah, we don't need that creeping in, do we? We don't. We don't need anybody sick.
Get all your Flames Unfiltered podcasts, team news, team updates, and highlights at flamesunfiltered.com.
All right, Flames fans. Well, let's preview what lies ahead. The series continues. Game 5, 6, and 7 lie ahead this week. We get back at it Wednesday night, 9:30 Eastern, 7:30 Mountain Time, back at the Saddle Dome. Game 5, series tied 2-2. Game 6 goes back to Dallas for Friday night. The time for that game is yet to be determined. And Game 7 will be Sunday back in Calgary. Time of that game yet to be determined. The series is taking a ton out of me. I knew it was going to be difficult. I didn't think it was going to be easy. I thought it'd be easier than it's been. I didn't foresee the offensive struggles. I didn't foresee Jake Ottinger being so good. It's going to be interesting. I loved how we played in game four. I did. I thought it was really, really good and a really, really good sign. Now, yeah, Flames fans, it's time to carry that over into a big, big game five, which is going to define the whole series and really push the Dallas Stars for once to the brink. Whew, the stress of the playoffs, the sleepless nights being up late, spent. I'm going to bed early tonight. I'm not staying up for the whole Kings game. I don't think so. Make sure you check out flamesunfiltered.com. Have a great week, Flames fans. Really enjoy this. It's been a long time. Playoff hockey is why we watch the sport, right? Let's cheer on the Flames. It's going to be a great week. Let's get the red mile going again. Have a good week, Flames fans.
Get connected. Flames Unfiltered can be found on Twitter at Flame Unfiltered. And also make sure you check out our Facebook page at Flames Unfiltered. Check out host Brad Brood on Twitter at Brad Brood. And if you like what you hear, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can find Flames Unfiltered on all the major podcast players. Thanks again and enjoy the hockey action.
Play on! Yeah, baby! Play on! Yeah, baby!
Thanks for tuning in to Flames Unfiltered. Check back for more action-packed Calgary Flames talk.
This episode of Flames Unfiltered was copyrighted and produced by Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.